Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio, and you're having a listen with Duct Tape Hostage called Scientology. They just released their new album out on Mystic Records, and it should be hitting the stores very soon. And I have several really good songs from their new album to play for you. And here we go with the punk rock attitude. Off of their new release on Mystic Records, and we've got Gumby in the studio with us today. Hey!
How are you doing, Candace? Well, who were those guys? They sure were awesome. How are you doing?
Oh, you're so fun. Doing great. Boy, it's really hot up here in Northern California, I tell you. Gee whiz.
Hot up there. It's 11 a.m. right now, and it's already 100 degrees right here in San Gabriel Valley.
Okay, well, you've got the same thing going on that we do, too. It's like, whoa, this heat is really crazy.
Yeah, the good thing about it, at least I don't have to be work out the day off, and I don't have to be working in it today, so that's a plus.
There you go. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. How are you doing, Candace?
I'm doing good. I'm playing some Duct Tape Hostage here, and You want to tell us a little bit about Scientology?
Scientology?
I mean Scientology.
it's just basically a sign.
Go ahead.
It's been confused for that, but as you can see by the name Scientology, not Scientology, that we're mocking the religion of Scientology. But, that's basically what it's about. Mike, our original, he actually was our second singer. He passed away about, actually the year anniversary of his death will be in about a week. But he wrote that
song. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he had issues regarding Scientology, and that's basically where it came from.
Wow. Well, you know, they hold a lot of power and a lot of money, and
they got a lot of, what do you want to call it, actors and actresses that are backing up their, brainwashing. That's a good call right there.
There we go. Okay, well, on that note, here's a song for all those that seem to like Scientology, which we will play last.
That song is actually, that was our first singer, original singer, Robert Cleary. I think you might know him, Candace. Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So he was our original singer for a short period of time, and he's a really good guy and a great singer. And as a matter of fact, he's up in Washington, in Bellingham, and he's got a band called Box Cutter now. And they're really good, too. So if you get a chance, check them out.
Okay, we broke up for a minute. Sorry about that. But I'll just go ahead and put on another song. Well, I'm sorry we lost our connection there for a moment. You still with me, Gumby?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Did you
want
to
a background on that song?
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's called
yes,
Fun. And to be honest with you, that is another song that Robert Cleary wrote. That was probably the very first song we played as Duct Tape Hostage. And like I said, it has to do with methamphetamine addiction. I mean, all prior. He wrote that song back in, I think he told me, 1991 or 1992. And we actually started playing it in, I think it was probably 2008 or 2007, I think.
There you go. Well, I have time for one more song, your favorite, Cyan Toilet Tree. Having you on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Candace.
Right on. And don't forget to go
look out
turn your go home.
Have a good one, Candace.
Yeah, you have a good one too. And congratulations on your new album. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, look for us at a venue near you.
That's right, Duct Tape Hostage, and that was the album Abduction. Check it out on iTunes. All right, we'll see you all later, and don't forget to party or go home. Okay, bye.